This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we got lots to talk about this weekend. You can call us with your questions. We invite you to come directly into the doctor's office and pose your questions about medicine or nutrition. That's what we call intelligent medicine, the best of both worlds, the best of high tech and the best of natural therapies. We put them together for you each weekend. You can call us at 877-726-8255. Jot that number down for this hour or next. It's 877-726-TALK. And you can call us. We're ready to take your phone calls, but we have lots to talk about regardless of how many phone calls we get. And we usually get a lot of good questions around the weekends. It's beautiful weather here in New York, where I'm broadcasting from. We've got a little bit of a reprieve before we jump into the season change, and it's kind of reminiscent of summer today here in the Big Apple. I took a nice run this morning, but just on the verge of being too warm, because be careful what you wish for, and you wish for warm, summery temperatures. Well, it gets a little too hot sometimes to run, but this first story has to do with a new breakthrough drug that prevents heart attacks. And of course, statin drugs, they're out there, they're popular. But the problem is that the vast majority of people who do get heart attacks, who require bypasses and stents, they're already on statins. So that's just part of the picture. And although these drugs sell to the tune of billions of dollars per year, the drug companies are always looking for a new ways to cash in on cardiovascular prevention. So they did a study that appeared in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. And, well, you want the good news or you want the bad news first? Well, the good news is that this drug, which actually is not a brand new drug, it's a drug that's been around for a while. It's used to treat rheumatoid arthritis. It's called Ilaris, or its generic name is kind of a tongue twister. It's canakinumab. And the key to the nature of this drug is the MAB on the end, because it's a mAb. It's a monoclonal antibody. It's among the category of drugs that is making a lot of money for the pharmaceutical industry, because these drugs are targeting laser-like certain aspects of the immune system. And they're used for treating conditions like ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease. You've seen advertisements for some of them on the air. Remicade and Humira, rheumatoid arthritis. There are monoclonal antibodies now for cancer. There are monoclonal antibodies for MS, and on it goes. And each drug comes with a pretty hefty price tag. But the good news part of the story is that indeed, individuals who took this medication, Ilaris, had a lower risk of heart attacks. Now, by what means was their risk of heart attacks reduced? Well, it wasn't about lowering cholesterol at all. It was about reducing inflammation. Yeah, inflammation is the common denominator for a wide variety of medications, medications, yes, but also medical conditions. It's a common denominator for autoimmune disease. It's a common denominator for brain disorders. It's a common denominator for heart disease. And it's also the common denominator for cancer, because anti-inflammatory therapy, such as taking an aspirin daily, may reduce, for example, the risk of colon cancer in individuals who are likely to get it. So this drug, impressive results in terms of reducing heart attacks. But uh-oh, what's the bad news? Well, the bad news is that at the end of the study, in spite of the fact that heart attack risk and death from cardiovascular disease was reduced, the same number of people died whether they took this medication or not. It turns out the deadly side effects of fatal infections and sepsis, which is a body-wide meltdown infection, canceled out the heart benefits of canakinumab. And why should that be so? Well, inflammation is part of the body's natural defense against pathogens. And no, it's not nice to mess with Mother Nature. The take-home message is that, as with blood pressure, blood sugar and LDL cholesterol, you know, we have drugs to lower blood pressure and drugs that'll drop your blood sugar and medications that'll trim your LDL cholesterol. But it's not how low you go with these factors or with inflammation. It's how you get there. And the best way to get there is through natural approaches. And, okay, you ready for the bad news? For each person taking this medication to lower cardiovascular disease risk, the price tag per year would be, are you sitting down, $200,000 per year. So the folks who write editorials in the New England Journal of Medicine, where the study was presented, say, quote, any discussion of the use of canakinumab in patients with previous myocardial infarctions must consider cost, because given for monthly approved indications, canakinumab is priced at approximately $200,000 per year in the U.S. And they say such pricing may be suitable for rare diseases, but not for common indications such as coronary artery disease, because maybe 10, 20, 30 million Americans or more suffer from it. No, this drug is not going to make it to your pharmacy shelf anytime soon. But inflammation is part of the equation when it comes to cardiovascular risk. And we should be talking about natural ways to lower inflammation. I wrote an article about this a couple years ago, 12 ways to protect your heart and lower your C-reactive protein. High levels of especially highly sensitive C-reactive protein are a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. They're markers for inflammation. So what can you do? Eat an anti-inflammatory diet. We talked about that in a recent podcast a few weeks back. And on that podcast, Dr. David Seaman was talking about ways that our diets can help turn down the volume on inflammation. Also, exercise, losing weight. You know, your fat cells are depots of pro-inflammatory cytokines. So exercise lowers C-reactive protein. Of course, quit smoking. De-stress and sleep. Studies show that stressed individuals with poor sleep have higher levels of highly sensitive C-reactive protein, a risk factor for cardiovascular disease. Take a multi. It's unclear why, but multis lower C-reactive protein. Take magnesium. Blood levels of magnesium are inversely associated with C-reactive protein. Take vitamin D. Take vitamin C. Take a fish oil supplement. Fish oil is wonderful for lowering C-reactive protein. Take curcumin, potent extract of turmeric. Curcumin has proven effective in lowering a wide variety of inflammatory conditions in the body. And, by the way, use olive oil, because olive oil is a wonderful natural anti-inflammatory. There's so many ways to naturally lower C-reactive protein. I see no reason that we should be forcing people to take a $200,000 a year pill that, by the way, increases their risk for deadly infections and doesn't ultimately result in them living longer because of that heightened risk of lowered immunity. All right. That's all I have to say on the topic of the magic $200,000 per year cardiovascular preventive pill. And you can call us. Our number is 877-26-8255. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic, living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Did you know that olive oil is at its peak of flavor and nutrition right after it's fresh pressed at harvest time? That's why my favorite olive oil is delivered to me direct from the latest harvest, thanks to the Fresh Pressed Olive Oil Club. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and as a listener of Intelligent Medicine, you can try a bottle of their finest artisanal olive oil, normally $39, for just $1, with no obligation to buy anything else. I've been enjoying these harvest fresh olive oils for years. They are far and away the brightest, most lively, and flavorful olive oils I've ever tasted. Their antioxidants and polyphenols are off the charts because they're fresh from the harvest. They make store-bought olive oils taste dull and flat by comparison. Taste for yourself. Check out this generous trial offer and get your $39 bottle for a buck with no obligation to buy anything else. Visit myfavoriteoliveoil.com. In my case, it truly is. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com. MyFavoriteOliveOil.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're live. We're taking your phone calls, and you can weigh in with questions or comments. 877-726-8255 is our number. Jot it down, 877-726-TALK. And there's another way to get questions to us. And that is via our website at drhoffman.com. If you go to drhoffman.com on your PC or Mac and you look at the right side of the screen, you'll find a little box that you can click on. It'll prompt you to pose a question. You can record it and we'll answer it on the air as we're about to with Jill. Hi, Jill.
Can one ever overcome agoraphobia and anxiety? Or does it get worse? I'm constantly fidgeting when I go into a strange situation, and it seems to be becoming worse as I get older. I do yoga. I do tend to watch my diet. I do top up on magnesium. But I've had this for 27 years. Is it possible to ever feel totally relaxed and at peace with myself?
I do detect a wee bit of a Scots accent. You know, I'm not, I don't have great precision in terms of locating where people in UK are from, but I think it's from the northern part of the British Isles. So it's interesting. We've got listeners all over the world. And Jill's question is about agoraphobia and anxiety. And of course, you know, these are deep-seated issues with mental circuitry. And, you know, there's brain chemistry element to this. Sometimes these conditions respond to medication. One of the best ways to deal with phobias is through something called cognitive behavioral therapy. But there is a nutritional dimension to this, I can assure you, because having worked with patients who have tremendous anxiety, often it's related to poor diet, a diet where there are ups and downs of blood sugar. Blood sugar fluctuations really cause a great deal of stress in the body. Also, diets that are low in omega-3 fatty acids, because the omega-3 fatty acids have a stabilizing effect on mood. And so there are dietary approaches that can make a difference. Is this something that one can recover from? Well, most certainly. Is this something where you might have an underlying susceptibility to anxiety? Probably, because, you know, this is, I mean, to some extent, this is characterological, deeply embedded, maybe genetic, maybe related to certain early brain imprinting. that could be due to parenting factors, environmental factors, post-traumatic stress disorder. But these conditions can improve with the right kind of therapy, the right type of diet. Sometimes medications are part of the equation. So, yes, they're, you know, I just want to be a beacon of hope to people who suffer from depression and anxiety. Last week we talked about a study, the SMILES study, that compared the SMILES diet, which essentially is a Mediterranean diet, or a diet that's akin to the salad and salmon diet. And it turned out that that diet had a major benefit in terms of increasing the chances of recovery for patients suffering from depression. So there is hope, for sure. All right, our number is 877-726-8255. And the article that we shared with our readers in our newsletter this week is entitled, "Are Fruit and Veggie Pills Really as Effective as They Claim?" Now, there is a torrent of advertisements on especially AM radio for fruits and veggies in a pill. And the reason for that is because a lot of people feel guilty because they can't meet the dietary guidelines. The dietary guidelines are highly unrealistic because they call for people to consume 5 to up to 11, 12, 13 servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. And the net result of guidelines that are impossible to achieve, like, okay, lose 75 pounds or else forget about it, you know. Well, guidelines that are difficult or impossible to achieve prompt people to do stuff that's stupid. And taking veggie and fruit pills, in my opinion, is stupid. I've written an article about it. And it turns out that there's very little substantiation for the belief that taking a pill or two of a fruit or vegetable concentrate is in any way comparable to eating fresh servings of fruits and vegetables. It should be reassuring to people that a recent study suggests that just by consuming 3 or 4 servings of fruits or vegetables, the vast majority of people achieve the vast majority of benefits of eating fruits and vegetables. So you needn't knock yourself out, stuffing yourself with fruits and vegetables to achieve most of the benefits. And in that article, and you can check it out at drhoffman.com, it talks about food pills and how food pills don't really encompass the benefits of fresh fruits and vegetables. There's just not enough fiber in the food pills. They're dead. They're dehydrated. They're not really standardized in terms of the freshness, the potency of the fruits and vegetables used. And while people may seem to feel better when they take them, well, maybe just a little bit of extra fruit and vegetables might be beneficial, but save money because they're expensive. Eat real fruits and vegetables and don't feel guilty because you're not having 9, 12, 15 servings per day. You'll do just fine with 3 or 4. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Number 877-726-TALK for Intelligent Medicine.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and our number is 877-726-8255. That's 877-726-TALK. We got a call from Joel in Vermont. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. How are you?
Good.
I have actually two questions. One was a quick one about the value of taking the vaccine for Oh, she's now it's escaping me.
Shingles?
Anyway, no. I wouldn't get back to that. But basically, I had been on the Whole 30 diet for probably since the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. I went off it a little bit by putting foods back in, and then went back on it. So I have no grains, no dairy, no unrefined carbs, mm-hmm. and I lost a lot of weight. I haven't been this light since my bar mitzvah. I lost 135 pounds.
That's pretty good. You can put that blue suit back on. You know that.
Yeah, exactly. I still have it
for you again. Yeah.
Anyway, so I had some blood work done recently. In fact, I wanted to wait till I've been on the diet for a while to see if things change, because usually my lipid profile is kind of high in certain areas. Mm-hmm. At any rate, when I get the results back, I'm not going to discuss the whole thing because there was a whole lot of tests done.
Yeah, sure.
But basically, what I was curious about was this. For one thing, my glucose level was, fasting glucose was 109, and yet 2 years ago was, 4 years ago was 95, and 2 years mm-hmm. ago was 96. Mm-hmm. My CRP, my high sensitivity CRP was 0.7 4 years ago, and it's 1.5 now. Mm-hmm. My homocysteine, which was 12 a couple of years ago, 9 a couple of years ago, is 12. So I'm not sure why, if I was doing this diet, why it shouldn't have gone the other way instead of up.
Mm-hmm. What about your cholesterol? Did your cholesterol improve or get worse?
Yeah, actually, yes, it did. First of all, my HDL has always been high. It was about 88. Mm-hmm. My triglycerides are in the 50s, which they always were. My two mm-hmm. issues were total cholesterol and LDL. My LDL, which usually went from 130 to 150, was down to 112, which was good.
Okay, that's good.
And my total cholesterol, which could be as high as 240, was down to about 212. But I say I have high HDL, very low triglycerides.
Okay, so what I'm seeing is, and you know, this is a little bit like what would happen if somebody, and people frequently do, they bring their blood tests to me and I kind of slice and dice and interpret their blood tests. And, you know, my impression of the changes from your previous pretty healthy diet to the changes on the Whole 30 diet. For a listening audience, the Whole 30 diet is a popular form of the paleo diet. So it eliminates all grains. It eliminates dairy. It even eliminates legumes. It does permit carbohydrates. It's not a ketogenic diet, so you can have sweet potatoes and potatoes. I know it very well because I adhere to that diet. Pretty much. I mean, there's times where sometimes I'll have something off the diet, like I'll have a little glass of wine, or I'll have a beer, or I'll have, you know, maybe, you know, there's exceptionally good French bread in a restaurant, and I'll taste it. You know, it's a diet that is healthy for reasons other than it impacts your blood tests. The changes that I see in your blood test are relatively minor, and they may be related to the fact that it's a few years later. Things tend to change as you get older. The condition that you're in on the day of the test. I'm not sure that it represents a trend towards worsening for
blood
sugar. Well,
interestingly enough,
yeah.
My glucose this time was 109, but my HbA1c.
Hemoglobin A1c. I was just going to say, that's a better determinant of your blood sugar. Go ahead.
Was 5.4, and a couple years ago was 5.3.
Okay, so it's about the same. It's about the same, I would say. Yeah, I mean, yeah. When you look at these numbers, you don't make a lot of a 0.1 change. So you went from, yeah, but you lost. How do you feel? You feel okay on this? Is it working for you?
I feel pretty good. I think one of the things that happened, although I was eating what I felt was adequate amounts of protein on that diet, I think I suffered a little bit of muscle loss and losing about that 15 pounds that I lost. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm working out. I'm taking leucine.
Might I ask, you know, Joel, I presume you're in the over 40 category. How old are you?
79.
Well, there you go. I mean, you sound like a vigorous, energetic 79-year-old, and I think you're doing yourself a lot of good by following this type of diet. Now, whether or not you have to adhere to this diet so strictly is up to you, how you feel subjectively, and, you know, what the net result is in terms of the blood test. The blood tests, to me, don't indicate a worsening trend. Except that, you know, sometimes blood sugar tends to maybe get a little less strictly controlled simply with age, you know, regardless of diet.
Interestingly, I had a series of, among the tests that were done, the lipid panel was done by NMR. So those results are pretty good. There was
the lipid panel. Yeah. In other words, let me explain, Joel. For our listeners, when you do a regular blood test, it'll look at your cholesterol and your LDL and your HDL and your triglycerides. That's about it. But if you do an NMR test, it actually is a test that slices and dices your LDL to tell you whether the LDL you have is really okay LDL or not so okay LDL or even bad LDL. And so you're saying your NMR pattern was pretty good. All right. I gotta go, Joe. But hey, you know, and I recognize you, Joe, because you're a former patient. So come on down to New York. See us in our new office. Run some of these things by us. Vermont's not too far away. I'd love to discuss it with you. Thanks for calling. All right. This item, and it has to do with the 80-20 principle. You know, the 80-20 principle is that if you do 80%, of what you're supposed to do, you get most of the benefit, and if you do an additional 20%, you get not that much more additional benefit, something along those lines. Maybe I'm not saying it exactly the way it should be stated, but this is a study that illustrates the 80-20 principle. It's a study that tracked 130,000 people in 17 countries, looking at exercise and cardiovascular risk. Actually, not exercise per se, but merely physical activity. And it's an international study. And what they found is that the 80-20 principle applies when it comes to exercise. If you can do just 30 minutes of physical activity, which can include house cleaning or walking to work 5 days a week, you get about 80% of the benefit. Now, if you want to ramp it up and get more benefit, you can take it up to 750 minutes a week. It's associated with an even greater reduction in cardiovascular risk. But the point is that you get a lot of benefit from just 30 minutes most days of the week. There's a substantial benefit. The study included participants aged 35 to 70, and they were followed for nearly 7 years. The research noted how many suffered heart attacks, stroke, or heart failure, among other diseases. And it turns out that the 80-20 principle applies when it comes to exercise. So if you're not a super Olympian, triathlete, or someone who is pushing the envelope exercise-wise, you indeed can benefit from whatever it is that you're doing just 30 minutes most days of the week. Let's take a call from Nick in Mizzou. How you doing, Nick? Missouri.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you for taking the call.
Sure, my pleasure.
Well, I got this throat clearing problem, and I think my doctor said probably Barrett's, and I just wondered what you could do about that, or if there is any...
Well, Nick, let me ask you a question, Nick. The doctor says probably Barrett's. On what basis did the doctor say you probably have Barrett's esophagus?
Well, I think he said it was. He did an EGD or something.
Yeah. And he did a biopsy, and he determined that you actually have Barrett's esophagus?
That's the way I understand it.
Okay.
I'm going back for another procedure Monday to see if it's progressed, because I guess it's a precursor to throat cancer or something.
It's a precursor to esophageal cancer. So I have a question for you. You know, knowing that Barrett's is a precursor to esophageal cancer, in people who have Barrett's, what percentage of them would you say end up getting esophageal cancer? Just take a stab at it.
I don't know. 10%. I don't know.
5%, 10%. You think 10%, 1 in 10 end up with esophageal cancer? Is that your best shot at it?
Okay, so
this may come as a surprise to you and some of our listeners, but you know, Barrett's esophagus is a diagnosis that's very feared because it's, you know, you're told you have a precursor to esophageal cancer. But it's highly prevalent. It really affects hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of Americans, and many more may have it and it's undetected. And the risk of having esophageal cancer if you have Barrett's esophagus is somewhere between 0.05% and 0.1%, which means that you have roughly maybe 1 in 1,000 chance of getting esophageal cancer, or maybe even less. And so the therapy for it, unfortunately, is to put people on really strong acid-blocking medication for the rest of their lives. And the net result of that is there are a lot of side effects associated with that. Now, originally, you went there with some hoarseness, and then you were told you had a precancerous condition, so for sure you're going to be put on these acid-blocking medications, which have a high, you know, create a higher risk for a variety of problems, kidney disease, cardiovascular disease, perhaps stroke and dementia, osteoporosis, and so on, and some that I haven't, you know, even mentioned. So Barrett's can be treated with a diet change. Recently, there was a study, and we're going to talk about it in just a minute, that shows that diet change is actually more effective for reflux, which essentially is what this is, than medication. We're going to share that study with you after the break coming up. But when you have Barrett's, it's helpful to take certain nutrients to prevent the precancerous cells from going towards cancer. They include folate or folic acid, not folic acid because folate is preferred, vitamin D, omega-3 fish oil, something like EGCG from green tea, which has wonderful anti-cancer effects. And then there are a few more that you can take if you want. If you want to reduce the irritation associated with the backsplash, take some DGL, which is a licorice extract. Take a quarter cup of aloe gel on awakening and before bed. That's a wonderful natural anti-inflammatory. If your condition persists, consider taking Endofen, which is great for reflux. It's one of our favorite products. You can find it on Fullscript, which is where we list our products at our Dr. Hoffman store. And those are some of the measures that can be helpful. But, you know, unfortunately, all too many patients are being told that they have a high risk of a deadly cancer. They're being overtreated. 999 patients get unnecessary treatment so that maybe one patient might be protected. And this is, you know, really symptomatic of the way things go in conventional American medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. In just a moment, I'll talk about a remarkable study that shows that diet trumps medication when it comes to reflux. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman for Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA, and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and 28 of their fish oils have received the highest 5-star rating from the International Fish Oil Standards Program. Carlson is the number one selling liquid fish oil brand in the United States. Carlson's award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing supplements or who prefer this delivery method. For more information, go to CarlsonLabs.com. CarlsonLabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
The best things in life are free. Free of gluten, dairy, allergens, and GMOs. And that's important in today's toxic world. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. Ohira's Probiotics has prided itself on purity that creates this certified vegetarian whole food supplement. The nourishing prebiotic culture medium in Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is comprised exclusively of pure spring water, fruits, wild vegetables, mushrooms, and seaweed. This carefully balanced and perfectly blended composition goes through a 3-year fermentation process, allowing it to maximize the natural health-promoting properties of each restorative ingredient. The final result? Dr. Ohira's Probiotics is an organic living fusion that merges and encourages the evolution of your own exclusive internal bacteria, helping to support a healthy digestive system. Discover the Dr. Ohira difference and live free. Look for Dr. Ohira's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And the number 877-726-TALK is our number. And we got a call from Ruby in Omaha, Nebraska. Hi, Ruby.
Hi. My son has cellulitis in his leg and just can't seem to heal it up. He ended up like 3 weeks ago with sepsis in the hospital for a week and looked pretty good. But since then, wow. It's breaking out in sores again and a little swelling in the foot. And I was wondering.
What impresses me is that, you know, when I saw the call, because we have a little call board here and it says Ruby from Omaha, Nebraska, cellulitis in the legs. And I go, well, you know, Ruby, maybe middle-aged or older woman, and that's pretty common, and she's got cellulitis. But it's your son, and that suggests that a younger individual. How old is your son?
He's 59.
So he's a younger person.
The definition of younger is anybody younger than me is young. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's 59. So does he have any risk factors for poor recovery from infection? Is he diabetic? Is he overweight? Does he have a medical condition that might render him less likely to fight off an infection? What's going on with him?
Overweight.
Yeah.
Yes. he had a stroke like years ago that they found, old one. So he takes the blood thinner, and he's also got depression, so he takes the...
Okay. So there's a bunch of stuff going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, they say in mens sana corpora sana, it's a fancy Latin expression meaning a healthy mind and a healthy body. And there's stuff going on with him. It's kind of a two-way street. His physical ailments are maybe contributing to his depression. And being depressed sometimes does not help people follow a healthy lifestyle. So he's overweight, and that puts you at risk for circulatory problems in your legs and maybe immunosuppressive and maybe pro-inflammatory. And, you know, are there certain vitamins or supplements that he could take to boost his immunity? Well, yes. Cellulitis is often associated with low levels of vitamin C, so we might suggest that he take fairly high oral doses of vitamin C. I would want to check his vitamin D levels because vitamin D is associated with immunity, and vitamin D tends to be lower in obese individuals. And I'd give him a full complement of vitamins. I'd give him a good multi with some additional C and D, and you know, maybe some things to boost his immune system. You know, so from the standpoint of holistic, you know, yeah, he needs to be on a very clean diet. He needs to avoid sugar. That sugar will encourage infections. But, you know, when you got cellulitis, you can't mess around with it. You need conventional therapy, the right antibiotics. And, of course, if you're taking antibiotics, you need to take probiotics to counter the negative effects of the destruction of the beneficial bacteria in your gut. So he is a candidate for natural intervention. The question is, being depressed, perhaps he's less inclined to take good care of himself. Sounds like that may be the case. Thanks for your call, Ruby. And let's talk about this amazing study, Diet Change More Effective Than Meds for Acid Reflux. A big problem, people with laryngeopharyngeal reflux, or LPR. Acid may travel up the esophagus to reach the throat, but studies show that acid blocking isn't even that effective. Most patients with true LPR don't get total relief from acid blockers. Well, did a study where they compared a Mediterranean diet to conventional proton pump inhibitors, drugs like Nexium and Prilosec and Prevacid and so on. And what they found was quite interesting. 184 people with LPR, laryngeopharyngeal reflux. About 63% of those on the Mediterranean diet achieved a meaningful reduction in reflux symptoms compared to 54% who took a PPI. So PPI, you know, you'd say, well, the results are almost the same, but they were slightly better on the Mediterranean diet. Oh, by the way, there are no side effects to a Mediterranean diet. A study earlier this year found that people taking PPIs for at least 5 years had a higher risk of developing kidney disease and kidney injuries. Use of PPIs over long periods of time is known to be associated with risk of pneumonia, fractures of the hip, wrist and spine, iron and vitamin B12 and magnesium deficiencies, cardiovascular disease, and on it goes. So a diet that is as effective or more effective than a pill with side effects sounds like taking a natural approach is far preferable. They say, although effective in some patients, this is one of the authors of the study, I felt medication couldn't be the only method to treat reflux, and recent studies reported increased rates of stroke and heart attack, dementia, and kidney damage from prolonged PPI use. And so the results we found show we are headed in the right direction by treating reflux without medication, which is what we do in my practice. Reflux, so many people relegated to a lifetime on these harmful medications when a natural approach, diet, the right kind of supplements, some DGL, some aloe, products like Endofen, which soothe the esophagus, these, along with probiotics, can help turn the tide in patients suffering from this common problem. All right, number
877-726-TALK. We got a lot of calls this hour, and we invite your calls in the next hour. Coming up, chemotherapy pain, neuropathy can be eased by a common supplement. And Lady Gaga makes a tearful farewell to her fans because she's suffering from fibromyalgia. We'll cover that and more stories in the next hour. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, brought to you by yours truly, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Take advantage of everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer. Just go to drhoffman.com. There you'll find cutting-edge articles and resources vital to your health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast and newsletter to keep Intelligent Medicine content flowing all week long. Also, go to drhoffman.com and click on the store to buy your supplements via our convenient internet portal. We only stock the very highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere, the very same supplements I prescribe to my patients. Finally, become a patient of my practice. I will personally perform an extensive workup on you, applying all of our Intelligent Medicine principles. Or make an appointment with Layla Mudin, our nutritionist. She'll provide you with expert advice on diet and supplements. Get the Intelligent Medicine experience. Go to drhoffman.com. drhoffman.com.